Here is what you missed this morning on the Catholic Morning Show.
Well, let's go to Deacon Randy Keel, because it's Thursday.
It is Thursday. Good morning, Deacon.
Good morning.
It's Thursday. I'm here.
Hey, you know, I was preparing for today's show, and I looked up the readings for Sunday, and I'm like, oh, okay, there's the vigil readings, there's the Sunday general readings, there's the readings during the day, and I'm like, well, I guess he's going to talk about the Holy Spirit, so I think I'm good.
You're covered. The Holy Spirit's sort of like omnipresent is covered. I'm going to the Mass during the day. I'm going to begin with Acts chapter 2 is where we're starting, where the coming of the Holy Spirit comes after Pentecost was complete. And a couple things I just want to point out, Gene, mm-hmm. is that it came as a driving wind, and the sound filled the whole house. And then the tongues of fire rested upon each of the heads of the apostles, and then they spoke in the different languages, and all the Jews and all the people from all the 15 different known lands that were gathered there heard each one in their own language. I'm going to focus on that. It wasn't just that this one was speaking Parmenian and this one was speaking Syrian. Each person from every land heard each person speaking in their own language. The miracle of that is unfathomable by the human brain. And he came as a rushing wind. The whole house heard him. There's the metaphor for the history of creation. And then in our second reading, he comes to them and he says, Paul speaks to them and says, peace be with you. And we tie that to the gospel. Jesus approaches them and breathes on them. There we have the docility of Christ, that it's only even the smallest of breath is the Holy Spirit. So we have the polarization between the strong and mighty wind, the rushing wind that probably sounded like a hurricane coming through the house, to the simplicity of breath. The whole spectrum is Spirit. So in the essence of our daily living, where is God? He's in every breath that we take. He's in every bit of movement on the land. His signs are never not visible, but it's our spiritual mind and our giving ourselves over to the Spirit of Christ that allows us to say, Jesus is Lord. We cannot profess that, and not just it, we cannot profess that from our soul without the presence of the breath of Christ also indwelling within inside of each one of us. So that kind of covers the three readings for today in a small little message about the excitement of Pentecost Sunday coming.
You know, Deacon, it's interesting. I was talking to my grandkids, so, you know, out of mouths of babes, you know, it's like, well, you know, how come the Holy Spirit doesn't come down in the flame on our heads like they did with the apostles? And the other one was like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to have been there to see that? Would it have come down on our heads, too? And it evolved to, are we related to the original apostles? So I haven't found that answer yet. But, you know, it's like, you know, kids can see that image and trust in that, whereas adults are like, yeah, it's a flame, you know, it's a big wind.
They were all hallucinating, right? That's right. We try to explain it away, mm-hmm. right?
So what do you say to kids when they are like, oh, yeah, that's good. How come it doesn't come down now?
I think as those apostles huddled in the upper room, I love that term, mm-hmm. they would never have imagined that this rushing wind was going to come. They would have mm-hmm. never imagined that a sign of a tongue was going to come. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened that day. They couldn't have imagined it. And if they looked way into the future, thousands of years later, to see the lives of the days of what your grandkids are living, they couldn't have imagined the work of the Holy Spirit that's happening that mm-hmm. day also. Mm-hmm. And they could have also said, how come we don't get to have it that way? Well, that's actually what Paul's writing about in 2 Corinthians when he says, hey, some of us are the arm, some of us are the head, some of us, we have many parts, but let's not be jealous, let's not be divisive, and let's not be in conflict, because the Spirit manifests itself uniquely for each part of the body. You get to be you, and no one else will ever get to be that person.
You know, I love Thursdays just because Deacon Randy Keel is here, and then we're going to have Father PJ coming up after the break. So, man, Thursday's always good here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you, Deacon.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. God bless.
Listen to the Catholic Morning Show weekday mornings at 7 on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, iowacatholicradio.com, or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.